Hello, my name is BC Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwordspodcast.com. Today, I'll be sharing on the treasure in your hand, the real sustaining power. Would you like to know what the real sustaining power to life is? It is very clear in scripture. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4, verse 4. God's word is the real sustaining power in life. Let's look at the setting in which this scripture was originally spoken. Deuteronomy 8, verses 3 to 4, and I read, "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. The children of Israel ate manna in the wilderness for 40 years. However, it was not manna only that sustained them in the wilderness. The above scripture says that they were hungry and fed only with manna, that they may know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. In other words, it was not only manna that sustained them, but God's word. How can anyone explain clothes not grain grow old, nor feet swell for 40 years? It had to be the word of God that sustained them. There is power in the word of God. After Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, the Bible says that Jesus was hungry. Matthew 4, verse 2. The enemy tempted Jesus and asked the Lord to command stones to be made bread. Jesus' response was related to the temptation. In other words, Jesus said, "I know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of God." Although Jesus was physically hungry, the word of God sustained him. Moses was told that he would not enter the promised land because of disobedience. Deuteronomy 31 verse 2, and I read, "And he said unto them, I'm 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan." In other words, no amount of healthy eating would have helped Moses go over the Jordan. Why? Because God's word had been spoken that he would not go over Jordan. Had Moses not disobeyed the Lord at 120 years old, he would have been able to go beyond the Jordan, and everything required to do it would have been available to him. This is the power of the spoken word, God's word. Now let's look at Caleb, Joshua chapter 14. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I followed the Lord. And Moses said unto me, "Surely the land that thy feet has tread upon shall be for thy children forever, because you have followed the Lord." Verse 10, "And now, behold, the Lord had kept me alive as he had said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now give me this mountain, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." So what kept Caleb alive? Caleb ate the same food, manna, in the wilderness as the others, but only he and Joshua were kept alive out of that generation. Why? Because of the spoken word. What makes it even more interesting is that everything required for Caleb to take the land was in the word and manifested in his body. At 85 years old, Caleb was still strong and ready to go and possess the land. For the sake of emphasis, I'll read Joshua 14 verse 11 again. "As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in." No amount of healthy eating would have got the others out of the wilderness. Why? Because God has spoken. What the others needed to get out of the wilderness was not only manna, but the word of God. So my short exhortation today is this: God's words are spirit and life, upholding all things by the word of his power. Hebrews 1 verse 3. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by my Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. John 6 verse 57. It is spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6 verse 63. So how is your word intake? It's time to get eating and digesting the word of life, the real sustaining power. Thanks for listening.